Sunday marks the beginning of a very important week for everybody in agriculture, because most of you at some point have probably worn a blue jacket. So as the National FFA Week commences Sunday, it's time to salute and say thanks to a lot of good folks, and one of them being North Dakota FFA advisor Aaron Anderson. Hey, thanks for all the good work you've done for many years, Aaron.
Thank you, Mick. Sure appreciate it. And thanks to everyone that supports FFA all across this country, especially in this region in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. So lots of good things happening in the FFA world.
For sure. Now, is it the National FFA Week kind of always the final week of February?
Yeah, so there's always a little bit of confusion, because a lot of years it happens over President's Day, but it's always the week of George Washington's birthday. And, you know, George Washington is one of the founding fathers of our country, and a farmer way ahead of his time. And so National FFA always puts it the week of his birthday. And so this year it happens to be this coming week that National FFA Week will be celebrated on.
All right. So now, what kind of festivities? You got like confetti and birthday cake and all. what all's going to happen in North Dakota on FFA
that's
Week?
Exactly right. And from a state level or state standpoint, we're all spreading the good word and message of FFA and doing that. But a lot of the stuff is happening right at the local level. And so all of our 89 FFA chapters all across North Dakota are doing a wide variety of events, community breakfasts. They're doing service days. Some are doing some Ag in the Classroom events for their elementary kids to teach them about agriculture and that. School-wide Ag Olympics. A couple chapters are doing blood drives. A really cool activity just to promote agriculture and FFA is Drive Your Tractor to School Day. And so there'll be a few schools here in North Dakota and Minnesota that'll have some tractors taking up their parking lots with FFA members doing that. The other big thing a lot of our chapters do is they do appreciation breakfasts or meals for staff and school, farmers, ranchers, community business leaders. And a lot of that is just to thank those people for the support that they provide our FFA members and the impact that they can give us by providing that support, whether it's through monetary donations or donating their time, services, or just opening up their businesses or their farms and ranches so the next generation of agriculturalists can learn about how to be successful in this industry.
All right. What is going on nationally, I guess, because I'm sure there are some things that could happen nationally. Can you point out a few things that are happening there?
Yeah, so from the National FFA standpoint, they kicked off one of the big things that impacts everyone here is a partnership National FFA has with Tractor Supply Company. And so if you go into Tractor Supply over the course of the next week, you could donate to their Grants for Growing program. National FFA has a day that's kind of a fundraising campaign for the national event. That'll take place this coming week. And then one day is the National Wear Blue Day. And so National FFA encourages everyone, I believe it's next week Friday, to don that blue shirt, blue jacket, whatever it is, just to celebrate FFA and the good things that they're doing around the country. And so national officers are out and about doing some state visits this week. We don't have any national officers in North Dakota this week, this year, but they're all busy promoting the organization.
In recent months or year, mm-hmm. Jason Hansen of Rock and Roll Agronomy up there in the Devil's Lake area, he wore his FFA jacket to... I believe it was the Northern Corn and Soy Expo, and doggone it, it still fits. Mine does not fit anymore, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's common. It's great when we see pictures and people sporting their old blue corduroy. I'm kind of in the same boat with you, Mick. Mine's actually in a shadow box that hangs in my office because I don't want to see if I could even try to zip it up at this point.
Hey, hard to find a replacement zipper these days. So,
yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Now, National Drive Your Tractor to School Day. There, that'll probably take. I see that a lot in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, the I states. Does that happen a lot in North Dakota?
Not real common. I actually talked with an FFA member, traded a few messages online up in Ataborup, just across the border of Minnesota. I know they're doing it. We have a couple other chapters. I do Salem FFA has done it. I want to say maybe Salford FFA out in western North Dakota. We have a few that take that on. Some have said they like that event. A few other schools have done it. They just wait until the weather gets a little bit better because it could be a cold, brisk drive to school in the morning. So,
yes, Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, drive your tractor in the middle of winter. But here in the Dakotas, yeah. Although most of them have heated cabs, you know, so.
Oh, that's exactly it. But yeah, you got to get the ones without the cabs. You got to get the old H's and A's and you know, those kind of tractors out there. I think would be more of the challenge to get them on the road and hope they start at the end of the school day.
The old 720 John Deere that brings back some good memories. So now,
for sure,
I always ask you this, Aaron: the new chapters that are happening, or the new schools that have said we need ag in the in our school district. Do you have some new schools that are going to incorporate either an FFA chapter or a vocational agriculture education program?
Yeah, you know, we always have schools inquiring. This year we're really excited because Mayport up in Mayville, Portland, North Dakota, they have their just kicking off their inaugural ag program and FFA chapter this year. And so I know Mayport has a bunch of things planned, some community engagement activities that they would like to do with the community. So if there's, you know, people listening up in that area, you know, I encourage you to take a look. I know on their social media page on Facebook and that, they have a bunch of the activities that they have planned this coming week, and take advantage of that. And as I said before, we're always talking to schools. There's always talk out there of wanting to get an FFA started, and so we're excited. We anticipate continued growth and expansion of the program, and excited for what lies ahead.
How do we make sure that the being older and wiser than the rest of you, the one who sits near the owl, how do we make sure that they get recognized and show our appreciation to an ag teacher?
Yeah, it can be a simple gesture of just when you're walking down the street, just reach out and say, hey, thanks for what you do and the impact you have. I know there's some great things coming across social media this week of stories about how an FFA advisor has impacted you or just taking a little time and sending a note. Those are all nice, kind gestures that really go a long ways in motivating a teacher to continue the work that they do. The other thing that I encourage people to do is open up your businesses, open up your farms, ranches, for opportunities for young people to come out and job shadow or come out and do a tour, or maybe come in and become a guest speaker. Those are all things that are super helpful for ag teachers and FFA chapters in inspiring that next generation to really make an impact and make a difference. And so those are the kind of things that really go a long ways as well.
All right. And anybody and everybody can participate in National FFA Week because it's an opportunity and time to tell the story of FFA, but maybe more importantly, tell the grander story of agriculture and how important it is to food security, national security. The farmers do good work for the land and for the environment, so everybody participate in National FFA Week by telling agriculture's story. And again, we got to say thank you to Aaron Anderson for all the good work you do for providing the next generation of agriculture in North Dakota with good guidance. So thanks, Aaron.
Hey, sure appreciate it, Mick. Thanks a lot, and thanks for helping us promote FFA Week.
You betcha. We'll talk to you again, and I've got to go to San Antonio, Texas next week, so I'll be down there promoting agriculture.
Awesome. That sounds great. Have a safe trip and enjoy the weather.
I will do my best. Thank you. Like I tell everybody, it's 68 degrees in every room we're in, so... But sure. All right, thank you, and again, happy FF National FFA Week. Thank you, Aaron.